Sometimes,
although
we're
close to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, I'm actually an Episcopalian too. So this is kind of a sneaky way to get around this. I'm kind of curious because I have heard them called priests now in the Episcopal.
Well, yes, you know, St. Francis is higher church than St. Clemens, really, in the sense that they ring bells, but they don't swing incense.
Except at Christmas when they swing a lot of incense.
Yeah. When I was at Yale, I attended the Episcopal Church from time to time, and I thought at first that I'd made a mistake and gotten into the Catholic Church.
Oh.
Because it is very, very high church in the East. They swing incense. I was in the Catholic Church, and I made a mistake and gotten in the wrong church.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're... must be here, so maybe we should.
Well, no. They.
Okay, I'll do one more page, and then we can.
And then I'll be happy to. And I promise not to forget. Would tomorrow morning at 10? I can make arrangements to be here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So go ahead. Let me tell them I'll be with them in a minute.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Okay. We could probably get through another page or two here. Now, your mother, what did you call your mother?
Well, that's funny. Almost unheard of. We called her Honey. And I have just one brother who just died. Never had any sisters. There was just two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we called her because my father called her Honey, my mother. So we called her Honey.
Mm-hmm.
And we called our father Bill, both my brother and I. Which was most unusual because most boys and girls call their parents mama or daddy or
mm-hmm.
father or mother or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know my co-well uncles did not approve of
the
fact
really?
That we called our mother Honey or our father Bill. If we called any of them by their first name, we were promptly and abruptly and crudely put down.
Was that because your father was a Yankee? That you were allowed to call him?
No, not really. That's an agreeable, wonderful disposition. Whereas
mm-hmm.
the Cowells were could be a bit overbearing, the men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my father was anything but. He was a very gentle, kindly man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's neat. Now, your grandparents, did you have special names for them?
No, because I only met, of the four grandparents, maternal and paternal, I only met one, and that was my mother's father,
mm-hmm.
who was by that time a widower.
Mm-hmm.
He never remarried
mm-hmm.
after his wife died in 1912, as I said, from stomach cancer, which I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I just knew him, and I was 6 years old when he died. So I don't recall. I remember him, but that's just about all. Six.
Mm-hmm.
He died in 1927.
Yeah.
I was born in 21. Probably I called him grandfather or something like
mm-hmm.
that, but I wouldn't have called him. His name was William Mickey, M-I-C-H-I-E. William Mickey.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mickey was a family name. I probably called him grandfather or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that was, I never met anybody else in the grandparents.
Now, some of these words are just to see if what word you have for a certain concept or what you would, how you'd pronounce something. For instance, your parents brought you up, or you could say that they did what they...
Will you excuse me? Let me tell my secretary
to
get what my closet. Coke or something.
Oh, sure, yeah, go ahead.
We are not related, or I'm not related to him, or I'm not related to her. Related.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, instead of kin. Yeah. Yeah, right, it would be like kith and kin. So kith would be
mm-hmm.
the people that you're not related to, and yeah.